Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Church of God radio broadcast. This is Fred Barrows, and we thank you for joining us here today. It is our desire to lift up Jesus Christ through the precious preaching of the gospel. This ministry comes to you from the Church of God at God's Acres at 675 North Cedar Street here in Newark, Ohio. And now we'd like to introduce to you our evangelist, Brother Larry Dishman, who has a timely message from God's Word.
We're going to ask you to turn with us to Romans chapter 13, verse number 11. And that knowing the time, that it is now high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I want to speak on the last part of that verse. Make not provision for the flesh. To make provision is to give forethought to something. It's a measure taken beforehand to deal with a need or contingency. To make provision for the flesh means we do not provide what is necessary for sin to enter in and remain in our lives. Now, I believe a lot of people backslide because they fail to take heed to this passage of Scripture. And the Bible said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The Apostle Paul said, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Some people fall into temptation, but a great many make plans for their disaster ahead of time. So as we bring this message, I want us each one to examine ourselves. Have I been making provisions for the flesh to live after the lust thereof? We all have weaknesses, every last one of us. There's things that tempt us. There's other things that don't faze us. But there's some temptations. As soon as you're tempted, there's a part of you that leans in that direction. The remedy for such dangerous action is found in the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, and verse number 14. But put you on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Burn all the boats, bridges, and ships behind you. Now let's listen to how temptation comes about. James 1 and verse number 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. How does it all begin? With his own lust. People saying, the devil made me do it. No, it's of our own lust. Lust leads to sin. Sin leads to death. So then, knowing that lust leads to sin, how can we choke lust out? We do so by making no provisions for the flesh. If we don't make provisions for the flesh or forethought, arrangements to fulfill, then my friend, it's unlikely that we will yield to sin. In the context of spiritual warfare, Paul dropped one of the most powerful principles of spiritual warfare, but I believe many times this little scripture, or part of this scripture, my friend, is overlooked. What is spiritual warfare? Friend, this is where we wrestle with spiritual forces of darkness. The wrestling match may either be a battle of the minds or a battle of the wills. A truth battle is where the enemy entices us to believe a lie, to act accordingly. That's what the devil did all the way back in the beginning of time when he beguiled Eve. And we got to remember, the devil is a liar. He's the father of all lies. You can't believe the devil, because if his lips are moving, he's lying. This is why we're told to take every thought captive to the obedience to Christ. Listen to what the Word of God says. In this battle that we're in, friend, we're not fighting flesh and blood. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, according to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. But we're in a battle. We're fighting the devil. We're fighting spirits. We don't wrestle flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the Word of God tells us over in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and beginning at verse number 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And listen, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Friend, the battle of the will is where we wage war in our passions and in our desires. Here is where we decide whether or not we're going to obey Jesus or whether or not we're going to give in to these passions, these fleshly desires. This is why the Bible tells us to walk in the Spirit and not gratify the desires of the flesh. Friend, we are in a battle. The Bible tells me in the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter and verse number 16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And James tells us concerning this battle that we're in the 4th chapter and verse number 7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from thee. Amen. Resist the devil. Do not make provisions for the flesh. So in the battle of spiritual warfare, in Romans 13, 14, it offers a powerful principle to those who know what time it is and who wants to make the most of the time that we have left. Amen. To put it literally, it means when he says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, that word put on means sink into. Sinking into the armor of light and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the full armor of God. Sink into Jesus, he's telling us. Furthermore, to excommunicate the business of darkness is parallel with making no provisions for the flesh. To put on the full armor of God means that we fight the spiritual forces of darkness at the point of provisions and not just the point of attack. This is a powerful principle of warfare. To make provisions for the flesh is to keep the door open just in case. And we got to close all the doors and lock them with a deadbolt and throw away the key. Amen. What doors have you left open in your life? Amen. If you're leaving the door open, you're leaving room for the devil to work in your heart and life. Friend, this battle that we're in, this warfare, it's a spiritual warfare. We're not fighting one another. we're fighting spiritual wickedness in high places. This is the moment where we're in our right mind, when truth is clearer, when our passions are not yet enraged. At this moment, we can make decisions and stick to them because the fire has not yet been lit in our flesh. Once you light the fire in your flesh, it's hard to turn around and come back. So we gotta do something about this before the fire in the flesh gets lit. If we wait until the point of attack where the passions are enraged, the battle is much more difficult. When is the best time to resist the enemy's lure? When you're standing at the front door of a sorority house filled with scantily clad friends who are in the midst of riotous partying, filled with drunkenness and immorality? Absolutely not. Amen. When you receive the invitation, when you ask, where's it going to be? What time is it? You was making provision for the flesh. And you was only fooling yourself when you said, well, I'll just go see who's there. When you're standing at the door, you've took it too far. The best time to wage war in this particular battle was way back at the moment of provision. You're only standing at the door because you were invited to attend and be with your friends. Eliminate pressure to sin by avoiding evil companions. Amen. When you are weak and you go certain places with the old crowd, you're making provisions for the flesh. Someone said, I'm not going to do anything wrong. You might think that. But when you get in the car with them, they're going to take you where they want to go. Amen. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Friend, that is true. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Proverbs 1:10 says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our house with spoil, cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the path with them, refrain thy foot from their path. You got to stay away from that crowd. Amen. You can be a light without being a part of their ungodliness. Limit the time in which we have convenient opportunities to sin. You know when it's a convenient opportunity, then you stay away from that. Why have you included in your circle of influences those who have not excommunicated the business of darkness and who positively invest in the gratifying of the passions of the flesh? Why are you hanging around this type of person? The battle, my friend, as we spoke of the man that got to the house, he knew there was a party going on. He knew there's going to be immorality. He waited too late. He was making provisions for the flesh. What about an alcoholic? He does not stand a chance standing at the door of the bar. He's making provisions for the flesh. The battle is best fought at the moment of provision. Amen. Separate yourselves from friends who would encourage you towards drunkenness. Sink into the Lord Jesus Christ. The battle must be waged at the point of provision. What if a person is being tempted with adultery, fornication? Proverbs 5:8, remove thy way far from her and come not nigh the door of her house. Why are you going down that way? Why are you going where you're going? Why are you texting her? Why are you texting him? You're married. Amen. What business do you have talking to her about these type of things? Amen. Stay away from where Satan is lodging. Amen. Proverbs 7, verse number 8. Passing through the street near her corner and went the way to her house. Go ahead and read the rest of the chapter, friend. Get down to verse number 22. It says, he goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth, or as a fool to the correction stops. Amen. Think about it, dear ones. If you struggle with pornography, then why do you even get close to that website on your computer? You're making provisions for the flesh. It is possible to say no and close the browser, but what are the odds of success in fighting the battle that moment? Most of the time, from people I've talked to, it's too late. The battle is best fought at the point of provision. Put a filter on your computer. Put a computer in a public place in your home. Don't get on the computer at the time of day when you know you're weak. Making provisions for the flesh. Wage war at the point of provision when you are at a position of strength. If you struggle with unhappiness in your marriage, the time to wage war is not when your coworker has asked you to meet him for a late dinner after work. It's too late then. Amen. At this point, in most cases, the battle's already lost. The battle must be waged way back at the point of provision, before the flirting. Amen. Before you allowed his words to make you feel good about yourself. Before you begin comparing him with your husband. War against the thoughts in the beginning. You must fight before the passions are enraged, before the passions of the flesh have been engaged by the spiritual forces of darkness. Make no provisions for the flesh. What about dating? If you're not careful, young people, we love you. But in your dates, where you go, you'll be making provisions for the flesh. Where are you going? Why are you going down that dark country road and turning out the lights? Why are you doing that? You're making provisions for the flesh. And when that young man does that and turns out his lights and says, darling, I love you, what he's really saying is, I love myself and I'd like to use you. Making provisions for the flesh. The business of darkness listed by the Apostle Paul, so common to our society. We sit in church and we think, this could never happen to me. I could never be unfaithful to my companion. I could never be caught up in some of these things of darkness. Well, you don't know what you might do if you start making provisions for the flesh. Amen. If we don't fight the battle at the point of provision, the likelihood of our success is limited. Now let's look down another avenue. Give no thoughts to sin. This does not mean that sinful thoughts will never enter into our minds. I can't help it if a sinful thought would happen to come to my mind. And you can't help it if a sinful thought comes to your mind. The Bible says Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. The only way you can be tempted is for a thought to come to your mind. But we need to keep our minds dwelling on the things of God. Keep our mind focused on spiritual things. Mama taught me when I was a little boy, son, you can't keep the birds from flying over the top of your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair. We can't help the fact that a thought might come to our mind, but we don't have to give in to the thought. We do not have to dwell on the thought. Colossians 3:2 said, set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. Allow your mind to dwell on good things. And if you don't, you're making provisions for the flesh. Where you let your mind dwell is part of making provisions for the flesh. That's why Philippians 4, chapter verse number 8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So the books we read can cause our mind to think about the wrong things. The magazines we read and look at can cause our mind to think on the wrong thing. And when we do this, we're making provision for the flesh. Amen. Things we watch on the television, on videos, on DVDs, makes provision for the flesh. Amen. How many of the things that you watch is really not true? It's not just. It's not pure. Adultery, fornication, nakedness. Amen? You can't watch these things and it not have a negative effect on your life. Amen. Think on these things, he said. What things? Things that's true. Things that's honest. Things that's just. Things that's pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Provide no opportunity to sin. That's where we get in trouble, with the weakness they have. Put on the whole armor of light, the full armor of God. Do all you can to stand against the schemes of the enemy. Make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust. Keep no doors open. Amen. Burn all the boats, bridges, and ships that's behind you. Don't make provision for the flesh. We go a long way toward this by cutting off every possible road that can lead to sin. Amen. Ephesians 4:27, neither give place to the devil. You know what I was thinking a while ago? It's sin to make provisions for the flesh. Somebody said, I haven't done nothing wrong yet. You've done something wrong because he said in the Word of God, make no provisions for the flesh. So you've already sinned by making provisions for the flesh. Do you do that in some area of your life? You're going to take this just in case. Making provisions for the flesh. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's after you. Don't make it any easier for him. When you make provision for the flesh, you're making it easier for the devil to devour you. The Bible says concerning Peter, Jesus said, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. The devil wants you. The devil wants me. And that's what he wants to do. Sift us as wheat. Don't make provision for the flesh. In what way have you been making provision for the flesh? If you can nip this in the bud, it will help your spiritual Christian walk with God. This will make a tremendous difference in the victory that you have in your life if you will simply make no provision to live after the flesh. What doors have you left open? Well, just in case, Brother Larry. No, let's shut the door, lock it up, and throw away the key, because we're not going back that way. Burn all the bridges, the bolts, and ships behind you, because you're not going to go back. We got it settled. We're going through. So time's short. Wake up. We got a battle to fight. I'm in one. You're in one. And that's what it is. It's a warfare. The flesh trying to pull us in one way, the Spirit of God pulling us the straight and narrow way. You feeding the inward man with the Word of God, with meditation on the things of God, memorizing scriptures, being faithful to the house of God, prayer, Bible study, or are you reading things you shouldn't be reading? That's feeding the flesh. Are you listening to music you shouldn't be listening to? Are you watching things you shouldn't be watching? Making provisions for the flesh. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Dishman, for that soul-searching message. We trust, dear ones, that you will take those things to heart. If you would like to receive a copy of today's radio broadcast, please give us a call at 740-345-1213. Are you receiving your free copy of the Gospel Trumpeter magazine? This magazine is being published right here at the Church of God at God's Acres each month. If you would like to have your copy sent to you, please give us a call. That number to call again is 740-345-1213. We would also like to remind you to browse through the Church of God website. It's at godsacres.org. You will find many interesting features that can be of some help to you. Friends, in behalf of our pastor, Roger Decker, we want to extend a warm welcome to you to our services at the Church of God at God's Acres, 675 North Cedar Street. Our service times today is at 9:30 for our morning worship service. Our evening worship service then begins at 6 o'clock. If you would need transportation to the services, please feel free to give us a call at that number, 740-345-1213. My friends, I see it's time to go again. But before we leave you, I want to once again thank you for this opportunity to be with you. This is Fred Barrows inviting you to tune in again next week at the same time to the Church of God radio broadcast that comes to you from God's Acres here in Newark, Ohio. So until then, may the Lord be with you, is our prayer.